Love and social media. Listen to a podcast about love and social media. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you do not need to use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Your first crush. Wow. Explosive. So many feelings. Saying I like you, being a couple, falling in or out of love is literally to be expected in middle school. But seriously, it can be really hard to navigate what a relationship should look like. You're going through life and it's tough, but what's gonna happen to you? How do you get through it? Does anyone even understand? You wish someone could tell you what to do. Hi, I'm Dave, and this is We Got You, a podcast for teens whose questions are answered by older teens who've already been through it. Love and social media. We post pictures together, and we think this shows off our relationship, but what happens when we use it as a tool to get attention from our significant other? My guest today is Shaquin, who found love, but then social media got involved. So, what's your story?
Hi, Dave. There was this boy in my class, and we were friends, and then eventually we decided to just be a couple. Everything was great, and we fell in love. Everything was perfect until summer break. We met one afternoon, and I saw he was sending texts to a girl and telling her how he loved her. That was the first time, and I was in shock, but at the same time, I didn't know what I was supposed to do or to even say, so I pretended nothing had happened. At that moment, it was like everything he ever told me was a lie, and it was a roller coaster that I didn't know how to handle. I was keeping what I was really feeling from him because I knew that if I told him, he would get mad. After a while, we broke up. But we both started posting things that were directed at each other. He would text me or post things to make me jealous. And I would do the same, which is completely crazy. And I learned that you shouldn't intentionally hurt the people you love. You should talk to them first and just break up if your feelings have changed.
Thank you, Shaquin, for your story. Social media is not a tool meant for personal communication, and however tempting, face-to-face conversation is not something you can avoid. For this episode, we asked teens around the country to submit their questions, and we had lots of responses too. If you'd like to submit a question for a future episode, DM us on our Instagram account. So now is the part of the show where we take questions from you out there.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Your first crush. Wow. Explosive. So many feelings. Saying I like you, being a couple, falling in or out of love is literally to be expected in middle school. But seriously, It can be really hard to navigate what a relationship should look like. You're going through life and it's tough, but what's going to happen to you? How do you get through it? Does anyone even understand? You wish someone could tell you what to do. Hi, I'm Dave, and this is We Got You, a podcast for teens whose questions are answered by older teens who've already been through it. Love and social media. We post pictures together and we think this shows off our relationship, but what happens when we use it as a tool to get attention from our significant other? My guest today is Shaquin, who found love, but then social media got involved. So, what's your story?
Hi, Dave. There was this boy in my class and we were friends, and then eventually we decided to just be a couple. Everything was great and we fell in love. Everything was perfect until summer break. We met one afternoon and I saw he was sending texts to a girl and telling her how he loved her. That was the first time and I was in shock. But at the same time, I didn't know what I was supposed to do or to even say, so I pretended nothing had happened. At that moment, it was like everything he ever told me was a lie, and it was a roller coaster that I didn't know how to handle. I was keeping what I was really feeling from him because I knew that if I told him, he would get mad. After a while, we broke up, but we both started posting things that were directed at each other. He would text me or post things to make me jealous. And I would do the same, which is completely crazy. And I learned that you shouldn't intentionally hurt the people you love. You should talk to them first and just break up if your feelings have changed.
Thank you, Shaquin, for your story. Social media is not a tool meant for personal communication, and however tempting, face-to-face conversation is not something you can avoid. For this episode, we asked teens around the country to submit their questions, and we had lots of responses too. If you'd like to submit a question for a future episode, DM us on our Instagram account. So now is the part of the show where we take questions from you out there.